Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
For months, protesters in Yemen have rallied and fought to force President Ali Saleh to leave office. They finally got their wish, but not the way they thought. Saleh was wounded Friday and evacuated to Saudi Arabia for treatment.
How can I describe this? We are happy, very happy. That's it. We have pulled down the regime by our peaceful revolution. Thank God.
A protester in Sana'a speaking to Al Jazeera. Saleh vows to return to Yemen, but now that the Saudis have finally gotten him out of his presidential compound, they may just invite him to stay indefinitely. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Monday, June 6th. John is out this morning. Let's get a look at the top of the news. And Yemen is up there. The news of President Ali Saleh's departure from that country was met with celebration. That was the sound in the city of Taiz yesterday, but in the capital of Sana'a, a truce seems to be coming apart this morning. At least six people were killed in renewed fighting. Government and opposition officials are meeting this hour in hopes of saving that ceasefire. We're going to talk with the former U.S. ambassador to Yemen about the latest news from there in a few minutes. Now, moving to the Golan Heights. Israeli forces fired at pro-Palestinian protesters on its border with Syria. That's the second time in 3 weeks that a crowd has tried to breach that border. Syrian TV says more than 20 people were killed, but a spokeswoman for the Israeli army says that number is exaggerated.
We're doing one thing. We are protecting our own borders. I don't know any other country that will sit back and let its border be breached. And we are not planning to be different in this case.
This morning, Syrian police are preventing a crowd of protesters from approaching the border with Israel. President Obama's national security team is reportedly calling for larger troop reductions in Afghanistan this year. Our partner, The New York Times, says members of the president's inner circle say the change is justified by the rising cost of war and the death of Osama bin Laden. But speaking in Afghanistan this morning, Defense Secretary Robert Gates says the decision should be made based on what's happening on the ground.
To make a decision on July in complete isolation from anything else has no strategic meaning.
Meanwhile, the U.S. continues to go after Taliban fighters on the Pakistani side of the border. Three missile strikes in the past 24 hours have reportedly killed 16 insurgents, and that comes just days after a strike killed a key al-Qaeda leader in that region. Here in the U.S., we can add fire to the weather disasters of the spring of 2011. The third largest fire in Arizona's history continues to grow this morning, and Arizona has had some big fires. More than 2,000 firefighters are trying to hold a 30-mile line to keep the fire away from populated areas, but high winds are working against that. On top of that, another big fire, Arizona's fifth largest ever, is burning some 100 miles to the south. And the group of hackers is at it again, maybe not the same group, but now someone's broken into the computer system of a company in Atlanta that partners with the FBI and stole some passwords. That group also hacked its way into Nintendo's system, but they were unable to steal any information. See, Sony, that's how you do it. The group of hackers call themselves Lulz Security. They say the attacks are in retaliation to the Pentagon's recent classification of some cyber attacks as an act of war. Asian markets are mostly down. European indices are down. Futures are down. The Dow starts at 12,151. Actually, the futures are mixed at this point. S&P opens at 1,300. The Nasdaq will open at 2,732. Well, as I said, we're going to go to Yemen this morning and talk about the departure of the president. The vice president is at least nominally in charge. We'll discuss it in a few minutes. And later this hour, two former people very strongly opposed to gay marriage are now traveling the country advocating for the rights of gays to marry. They're going to talk about shifting attitudes on gay marriage. You can give us your opinion at 8778-MY-TAKE, and you can also be part of another conversation.
We're really debating that right now, whether or not it's better to rent or own. Help me out.
Listeners are answering this question. Help him out. Do you think it's better in this economy to rent or own? Give us your advice or your questions at 8778-MY-TAKE.